Once again, I wish each listener a very pleasant good morning and an expression of thanks for you tuning in to the Seeds of Truth so that we can study what saith the Scriptures once more. As I have said on so many occasions, it is my desire to do all things in harmony with the revealed Word of God, that book we commonly call the Bible. As Paul stated in Colossians 3:17, "And whatsoever ye do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." To do all things in the name of the Lord is more than simply stating his name each time that we do something. It means to do all things by his authority. Similar to the expression used by a policeman when he says, "Stop in the name of the law," what he means is that I have the authority of the law to stop you. So it's to do all things in the name of the Lord. Jesus means that all we do must be done by the authority of Jesus Christ. And that's my desire and the wish of the Rivermont Church of Christ, which supports this program from week to week. Last week, I spoke upon the subject, the Holy Spirit and the Word. In that lesson, I discussed a number of passages which teach that the Holy Spirit does not work independently of the Word of God, the revealed truth of Jehovah. In the lesson this morning, I wish to inquire, what was the work of the Holy Spirit? Why was the Spirit sent? And what did the Spirit accomplish? And once again, I point out that there is a tremendous amount of confusion in the religious world with reference to the Holy Spirit. How can we determine these questions? Only by and through the Word of God, not by a feeling better felt than told. You should not be interested in my feelings or the emotions of any, but we must truly be concerned about what God's Word says about the Holy Spirit and His work. As a beginning, I want to read from John chapter 16 and verse 13. "Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He shall guide you into all the truth, for He shall not speak for Himself, but what things soever He shall hear, these shall He speak, and He shall declare unto you the things that are to come." Again, in John 14:26, I hope that you have your Bibles and you're reading along with me, Christ speaks, "But the Comforter, even the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said unto you." From these two scriptures, as well as from many others, we learn that the Holy Spirit was to guide the apostles into all truth. God didn't leave it up to the memory of the apostles to recall all of the truth. No, He sent the Holy Spirit to guide them, to lead them into that truth. So when the apostles spoke, they were being guided by the Spirit. You know, in Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, when the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles, the scriptures tell us that they were all. Now, who was that all? That were the 12 apostles, not the 120 of chapter 1. You know, it would take a modern miracle to get the 120 in that upper room at that time. So the all were the apostles. They were filled with the Holy Spirit, began to speak as the Spirit gave them utterance, and the Holy Spirit put the words into their mouth as they began the exalted task of revealing the mind of God to mankind. How do we know that we have heaven's message? Because the Holy Spirit guided the apostles into all truth. That means that they had all that God wanted them to know. These things they eventually wrote in the book, which we call the Bible. The Apostle Peter states, "For no prophecy ever came by the will of man, but men spoke from God, being moved by the Holy Spirit," 2 Peter 1:21. The Apostle Paul states, "But unto us God revealed them through the Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For who among men knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of the man, which is in him? Even so the things of God none knoweth, save the Spirit of God. But we received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is from God, that we might know the things that were freely given to us of God, which things also we speak."